Until now, no matter what Sampyong art from Majalengka is, as an Indonesian nation, we should be proud and preserve Indonesian art and culture. Sampyong art is still favorable until now, both among old and young generation, as well as among various groups of people in some regions in West Java, particularly Majalengka Regency. As the sources said, Sampyong art from Majalengka, which is in the brink of extinction, can be preserved through innovation without changing standard of Sampyong art totally.
This is Voice of Indonesia with Newsline. Japan reaffirms its commitment to strengthening ties with Indonesia across various sectors. Outgoing Ambassador Masaki Yasushi highlighted the synergy between Indonesia's young population and Japan's technology. He also stressed the importance of people-to-people exchange for long-term bilateral relations. Around 400 athletes from 34 countries will compete in the 2025 World Youth and Junior Sambo Championships. The event takes place in Bogor Regency, West Java from Friday to Sunday. This is the first time Indonesia is hosting a World Sambo Championship. And that was Newsline from Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world. From Indonesia to the world, welcome to the lunch session of Indonesia Today from Voice of Indonesia on this fabulous Friday, the very first Friday in the month of October 2025. And this is Rahma on the mic that will be presenting various updates, information, programs, music, everything's taking you closer to Indonesia. So stay tuned on voinews.id or RRI Digital Mobile App Channel VOI. And in the meantime, let's thank God it's Friday with Indonesian music group Run. Enjoy.
Hey, it feels so good to be back. And for those who didn't know, we go by the name of Run. Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
We just want you to dance.
Yeah.
Just dance to this song. Come on. Hey, Friday night with the feeling it's alright. We ain't coming to sit tight, we came to get high, right? Y'all know what it's all about when the DJ spins and the checks come out. Like a man Craig D said, Friday payday, it's time to party. P-A to the R, T to the Y. Baby girl, you don't need to ask me why. Cause it's going down like executioner, scratching them things, flapping them wings with the evolutioner. That's our name, cause when we come to this game, it ain't gonna be the same. Tell your friends and family about this band. Hopefully we be rocking the show piss. And if your life is slow, let me know if it's all go. Everybody now let's go.
Thank God it's Friday, everybody wants to party. But we go funky, dancing with you all night, yeah. Thinking that the shorties, maybe they wanna party with me.
Y'all know what it's all about, y'all know what it's all about.
Get ours.
Though I'm not a mother, you know
it's all what do you say? We get away, 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 away.
Listener, today's Music Corner presents a song from Kim. Kim is an Indonesian music group formed by Archie Widianto, who was guided by his father, the prominent musician Yofi Widianto. The group consists of three talented singers, Archie Widianto, Rahel Rai, and Gusti Pratama. At the end of September 2024, they presented their latest single entitled Magnet. This song also marks Kim's first collaboration with one of Indonesia's best singers, Marion Jola. The song written by Archie Widianto and Yofi Widianto carries a cheerful pop feel with a groovy rhythm. Interestingly, for the first time, Kim presents a rap verse in this single, which adds new color without seeming excessive. The song Magnet describes a romantic relationship that should be kept secret, where both individuals are already committed to someone else but cannot hold back their feelings for each other. Well, listener, let's enjoy the song by Kim and Marion Jola with Magnet. Happy listening.
Awalnya aku tak memikirkan, namun bayangmu tak juga hilang. Senyuman hangat itu mencuri renung hatiku. Meski ku sadar ini takkan bisa, hanya aku dan kamu yang boleh tahu apa yang terjadi di hati. Hanya aku dan kamu yang bisa tahu semuanya. Setia, mengapa kau datang dan menggoda? Bukankah kita sama telah terikat janji yang lain? Tapi kau bagai magnet untuk aku. Oh, hanya aku dan kamu yang boleh tahu apa yang terjadi di hati. Hanya aku dan
what is this food?
This food is mostly available during Ramadan or the fasting month. It has slices of banana, cassava, sweet potatoes, or even palm sugar fruit. All of them are drowned in a sweet gravy made from a mixture of water, palm sugar, and coconut milk. What is the name of this food? Kolak!
You're still tuning in on Indonesia Today from Voice of Indonesia, and you just listened to a brief explanation about one of Indonesian food, gulai siput. And talking about food, we have information about one of main programs of the administration of Indonesian President Prabowo Subianto and Vice President Gibran Raka Buming Raka. Namely, free nutritious meals, or here we call it as MBG. More than 1.3 million pregnant women and toddlers have received the program. The Population and Family Planning Minister made the statement on Thursday. And this program runs with plans to expand distribution through the Healthy Kitchen to overcome stunting scheme. And according to ministry data, about 1.3 million recipients, or 5.13% of the 25 million target group, had been reached as of September 17. Accelerating the free nutritious meals program for pregnant women, breastfeeding mothers, and toddlers outside early childhood programs is proposed during a parliamentary hearing. And it is accelerated by integrating nutrition fulfillment service units. According to Minister for Population and Family Development Chief Wi Haji, the model would apply both in accessible areas and in the country's most remote regions. And he also added that the ministry has forged strategic cooperation with the National Nutrition Agency covering field staff deployment, nutrition and stunting data use, and monitoring and evaluation. Well, hopefully, besides Indonesian students, Indonesian mothers and children can also get the program of free nutritious meals, and of course, in a safe way. There is a lot more when we return, so stay tuned on Indonesia Today from Voice of Indonesia.
Drop it one time, baby, feel off my energy. Let me lead you to your destiny, baby. Know you like it when I swing it like that. Wanna roll it back and forth like that. Baby, I can see you're into me. Take it and I'll be your fantasy.
subway. Why does your volume getting on the L train? Mean Manhattan's nice, but so are Malibu nights. You would know if you stayed. You would know if you put up a fight. Your toes turn blue in winter. I'm getting red. There's a trick for all of the things left unsaid. I'm missing a drunken 2 a.m. strolls and gays. Now you're chasing fake highs in the Upper West Side and fucking on Brooklyn's in Brooklyn. Your Chelsea's in Chelsea. Hope that eases the pain, so you remember to miss me. And you sold your car. Now you walk for miles, but your feet feel numb. Cross socks and my man are shaky, so please hold tight. This was love, I was misunderstood. Feeling low on the low, driving through no hope. If I'm honest, I call, but I'm trying to let go. And I hope you're happy, living life in taxis, but you'll always have me. You'll always have me. City of angels, in the city of angels. Hope New York holds you. Hope it holds you like I do. While my demons stay faithful in the city.
Of Indonesia, the overseas service of Radio Republic Indonesia, broadcast in 9 language services: English, French, German, Dutch, Spanish, Arabic, Mandarin, Japanese, and Indonesian. Voice of Indonesia is broadcast via shortwave 3325 kHz and 4755 kHz, and via streaming on voanews.id and RRI Digital on mobile application. We present various programs for you: Diplomatic Forum, The Session, Indonesian Wonder, Miscellany, Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, Indonesian Pop and Regional Songs, International Musical Entertainment, as well as news and information about Indonesia and abroad. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Keyword of the day: only those who dare to fail are brave enough to start anew. A quote by Sukarno. Sukarno is the first president of Indonesia. He is famous as a charismatic founding father with eyes for the future and opportunities. Well, listener, that's quote of the day from Voice of Indonesia.
Listener, plastic waste is the waste coming from plastic items which are no longer used. Plastic, although versatile and widely used, is an environmental problem because it's difficult to decompose and accumulate in various places, including in the sea. How dangerous is it? Let's hear the response of Associate Program Officer in Plastic Pollution and Marine Litter of COPC Secretariat, Anna Kumarasamy, on this issue.
Yeah, so plastic pollution impacts ecosystems on a massive scale. In COPC, we specifically work on protecting and sustainably developing the marine environments. We also focus on some of the most vulnerable habitats, including coral reefs and mangroves. We also more broadly know that plastics can be ingested by mammals, fish, birds, both by having toxic and mechanical effects. So we have all seen pictures of kind of turtles with straws in their nose, or plastic can connectors restricting animal movements. So these are just some ways that plastics are impacting the environment, but these are happening also on many different scales.
You can listen more and rewatch the interview on our YouTube channel, VOI Official.
Voice of Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
Listener, in today's edition of Indonesian Wonder, I introduce you Bamboo Forest of Alu Village. The breeze and the rustling sound of bamboo leaves clashing will welcome you at this tourism destination. The lush of bamboo trees will protect you from sunlight. Polewali Mandar in West Sulawesi is rich of its natural tourism objects. One of them is Bamboo Forest at hinterland of Alu Village, Alu District, Polewali Mandar Regency. The 20-hectare wide bamboo forest area has a distance 60 kilometers from Polewali District, the capital city of Polewali Mandar Regency, and can be accessed by car or motorcycle by taking around 1.5 hours. The special atmosphere of the village in the past is still seen at the bamboo forest because there are still some gazebos, small huts, meeting room and a mosque which are made of bamboo. The use of bamboo forest as new tourism destination has begun since several years ago. Beginning from art and culture festival, it is conducted at the forest and it makes it known widely by the public. Since that time, the forest has been visited by a lot of residents for touring, camping, meeting of government activities, and also reception of wedding party. The bamboo forest is different from people's imagine if hearing the word of bamboo forest. The local people realize that big potential can improve their economy to keep taking care of the bamboo forest and to give various options for tourists who come. In the memory of tourists who come to visit the bamboo forest, they feel incomplete with some interesting spots for selfie. At some points, tourists can see water streaming which is through rocky river, combined with the sounds of bamboo leaves rubbing against one another due to the gentle breeze. Are you interested in this destination? Please come to the bamboo forest at Alu Village in Polewali Mandar, West Sulawesi Province. Listener, that was our segment of Indonesian Wonder for today. Thank you for listening.
We'll be right back. getar hati ini. Kau berikan harapan tentang oh, warna-warni hariku. Semenjak ada dirimu, dunia terasa indahnya. Semenjak kau ada di sini, ku mampu melupakannya.
Kini aku tak sabar, ingin hati kau untukku. Nyatakanlah kepadaku janji indah yang ku tunggu. Semua kini telah bersinar lagi.
Kembali satu-satunya. Pengkuan dirimu tak ingin terbungkus, terbungkus banyak salah. Hey,
oh, satu-satunya yang ternyata mengerti aku. Maafkan aku selama ini yang sedikit melupakanmu.
Indonesia is coming up shortly. Stay tuned with us, Voice of Indonesia.
Indonesia has more than 17,000 islands. Every region in Indonesia has tradition, culture, and the beauty of nature, which is incomparable. Bali is one of the islands in Indonesia which is very popular in the world. Because its popularity, until now there are people who think that Bali is not part of Indonesia. Bali itself is an island belonging to a group of beautifully lined islands in the territory of Republic of Indonesia. And talking about Bali, firstly in your mind is the beauty of the beach and tradition of its people. Bali does not only have the beauty of nature and tradition, it is also popular for its dances, which move suitably with the rhythm. Gamelan Bali is the music to accompany those dances. There is one Balinese traditional musical instrument, however, there is one Balinese traditional musical instrument which is not quite known by many people. The name is Rindik. According to the history, Rindik was created due to Ponorogo people in East Java moving to Bali. At the beginning, when Wangkir or known Ponorogo side did rebellion against Majapahit Kingdom, most of Ponorogo people moved to Bali. Ponorogo people also brought their traditional instrument, namely Angklung Reyog. Angklung Reyog is the weapon of Majapahit Kingdom, which functions as instrument of the kingdom. When the Mak attacked the Angklung and Gamelan from Ponorogo, were brought to Bali. On the way to Bali, those instruments were damaged. Arriving in Bali, Majapahit people were difficult to string the gamelan up, including angklung. Although angklung in Bali is not similar like the one as usual, for example, in West Java. This instrument still produces sound by being beaten like gamelan, which is made from metal. Angklung in Bali has changed its name to be Rindik, which is from Javanese ancient language meaning neatly arranged with little gaps. And listener, before we talk more about the instrument, how about we listen to the Rindik and the flute rhythm by Trio Buana.
Thank you.
From the pieces of bamboo, which are arranged according to its size and its tone. Bamboo which is used to make rindik is the selected one. So, it is not easy to be broken and will produce a very good sound. This instrument is played by beating and using percussion tool made of rubber with different sizes to produce a melodious harmonization of sound. To make it, the bamboo is cut and arranged according to the sizes. The number of pieces of bamboo usually consists of 11 up to 13 pieces. Every piece of bamboo has different size and tone. The larger the size of the bamboo is, the lower the pitch will be. The smaller the bamboo, of course, the higher the tone is produced. The bamboos are arranged in places which is made from bamboo. Those bamboos are arranged beginning from the lowest tone on the left corner to the highest on the right. The tone which is produced by rindik is pentatonic, meaning it has five main tones. The big percussion tool is usually used on the left hand and the small one is on the right hand. This is because the leftmost tone is lower, so when it's played, there will be a balance of the tone. Listener, to play rindik needs a special skill and feeling. In playing rindik, there is also a technique of beating, namely mundil, which is held by the left hand of companion player or called sangsi. In the performance of bum bum dance, this technique is called jegog. In Bali itself, and rindik is usually performed to accompany the bum bum dance. Besides that, rindik is also performed to accompany many other events such as wedding ceremony. The special rhythm of rindik makes the nuance of the event becoming more romantic. In the development era, rindik becomes an instrument which is more flexible and has many functions. And listener, that was a glimpse about a traditional instrument coming from Bali, and it is called rindik. Thank you very much for listening, and sampai jumpa. Thank you.
Saja kau ada lekat di kepala. Hari ini janji, esok pasti lupa. Tetapi hati tak tepati tanpa ragu di pipi. Biar sadar dan ku mengerti, hujan samarkan derasnya, tutup air mata, temani kecewa ku yang tak lama. Berdosa kah ku berdoa, minta kau terluka dan tinggalkan dirinya. Hari ini janji, esok mesti lupa. Tetapi hati tak tepati tanpa ragu di pipi. Biar sadar dan ku mengerti, hujan samarkan derasnya, tutup air mata, temani kecewa ku yang telah lama. Berdosa kah ku berdoa, minta kau terluka dan tinggalkan dirinya. Oh, bukan ku tak berupaya. Hujan samarkan derasnya, tutup air mata.
kau yang ada, bodoh yang sebenarnya. Tampar aku di pipi, sadarkan kau aku takkan terjadi.
Listener, today's music corner presents a traditional song from Southeast Sulawesi entitled Wulele Sanggula. The song was composed by H.M. Sanip. It is typical of Tolaki, Southeast Sulawesi's largest ethnic group who inhabits Kendari City and Kolaka Regency. The song lyrics use Tolaki language, which means Sanggula flower, the name of a flower in Konawe region and its surroundings. The lyrics contain a folklore about an angel who descended from heaven. The angel is described as very beautiful, always glorified by the Tolaki people. Well, listener, here is the song Wulele Sanggula by Sarah and Nita. Enjoy!